Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Good and Faithful Servant. A meditation for Saturday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is, back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant that I may come to a true knowledge of you and recognize the gifts that you give me to develop and put at the service of others. Encountering Christ. 1. Concept of God. Jesus' parable of the gold talents offers us perspectives on different attitudes towards God and his gifts. 3 men were offered gold, each one doing with it what he thought best. The one who had much invested it and brought back a return. The one who had just 2 did the same. But the man with 1 mere gold talent hid it out of fear in order to return it exactly as given. Perhaps, in the depths of each man's heart, lay a particular concept of God. The man with 1 gold talent saw the Lord as exacting, someone to be feared. He treated what had been received by God not as a gift, but as a burden not to be lost in case he be punished. By contrast, the others saw what was given as a gift. They willingly shared in the generosity of their master and invested it with trust in the giver. How do we perceive God and the gifts that he gives us? 2. My gold talents. Like the men in today's parable, we have been made stewards of many gifts by God's graciousness. Here is a list of some talents of which we are stewards: creation, parents, spouse, children, friends, parish members, co-workers, material items acquired over time. Work, time, money, space, health, physical and mental energy, education, knowledge, skills, human qualities, spiritual gifts, and even suffering. May we praise the Lord for each one and ask how He would like us to use them for His greater honor and glory. 3. The promise. Jesus stated, "For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich." This mystery is understood only in the context of our relationship with God. He is magnanimous and desirous of our participation in His very life. He wants to shower upon us every good gift. But He cannot give where the door is closed to His giving. Fear limits His action and closes the door to participating in His bounty. When we put aside our fear of change, fear of performing well, fear of what others will think, we open ourselves to collaborate with God, and we receive all the gifts we need to be His disciples and friends. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, thank You for the tremendous gift of Your friendship. All that You have is mine, and all that I have is Yours. Let me return it to You, having invested well the gifts You have given me. Resolution. Lord, today by Your grace, I will reflect on the gifts I have and how well I am a loving and grateful steward.
Visit our website at RenumChristi.com.